I wasn't born when they came to Akron, but it wasn't too much longer after the big drop. Yeah, the depression and the what was the big thing in New York? Everybody jumping out of windows.
Stock market crash.
The crash. Mm-hmm. Around that time, and everything started going downhill from there for everyone. And our family had just moved to Akron. It wasn't too long. It was like maybe a few years. And our grandmother, she would get big pots. I mean, like, you know, the big wash buckets-like things, and fill them with whatever she could get her hands on and make big pots of soup. And anybody that was walking up and down Wooster Avenue or Rose Avenue or in that area, white, black, it didn't matter who you were, what color you were, you could go up those steps to her house and get you a bowl of soup. She didn't care. You know what I mean? It was just like that. No questions asked, no money, no nothing. Just if you want to eat, if I have a bowl of soup, you can have it. And she did that. And finally, when before around the time of Second World War, I guess it was Second World War. Right before that time, everything was going on that was really, really bad. Everybody walking the streets looking for work. There was the army had put out some, I guess it was a kind of a reserve thing for men that were not married, that were a certain age, they could join the, I want to say boot camp. I don't think it was called, was it boot camp? It was this camp, that they had for men that were not married, that, wanted to join, it was like the army. And I remember Uncle Jerome and Louis Vincent, they both joined. And I don't remember, of course, I wasn't even born then. And that maybe I was just about to be born. And what happened was after a while, my dad was, he would do a lot of gym work at the gym down in North Akron. And nobody had jobs. I mean, everybody living on each other, just doing whatever we could, you know what I mean, to help each other. And so they were building the projects in North Akron. And Mama and Papa, they were the first ones to move. No, we were the first. Our family was the first family to move into those projects. And I remember the address. It was 160 East North Street, apartment H. And finally, all of our families just started moving down in that same area. So we all ended up Mama was in the apartment next to us. She was in, her apartment number was I. In the next building across from her was Aunt Sal's building. And her number was like G or something. But anyway, we were all like across from each other. And in the next building up from her, Uncle Fred and Aunt Gladys moved in. And I think there was only maybe Larry. Was Larry born then? Maybe Larry. And maybe Cookie. Maybe they had two kids. And then next door to them, the Dents moved in. And they had, have to remember, this is in the 40s. I'm remembering this from the 1940s. And so the Dents moved in, and they had Richard and Geneva. Geneva was the oldest. In fact, Geneva's still living, too. And she was the only girl they had. And she next to them, across from them was Cindy's and Janelle's mom, grandmother. It was their grandmother, because their mother wasn't married to Uncle Jerome at that time, but their grandmother lived in the apartment right across from the Dents. And then across on the other side was a little play area. And the play area across from that, Asal's apartment, was across from Uncle Jerome's apartment, which was next, right in front of the play area. Next to Uncle Jerome's apartment was Bud Tucker's, the Tucker's apartment. And we were all right down there all together, and it was really, really something. But we all ended up going to the same school for about not very long, because we weren't down there very long. Eventually, everybody got rich and started buying their own houses.
How did that happen?
But anyway, it was really, I don't know why I remember that. I even remember the apartment numbers. Some of them I remember, but it was quite interesting when we were all down there together. And then eventually Aunt Ada and they moved across on the other side where they were building the apartments on Lodge Street. Mm. And she eventually moved over there. Her and Brother White moved over there. And that area, I'm trying to think, when did it finally end? When people finally started just moving out and buying their own houses. We started going to school, because I don't even think I was in school at that time. I just started, maybe. That was a long time ago. It was in the 40s.
I found out what they were doing back in 1940. What the name was called... CCC.
You're right. That was it.
Civilian. CCC. Yes. Civilian Conservation Corps.
Right.
That's what they did.
We had two people, I remember, went there.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
Now, my mom had to step away for just a second. She's on the phone, but I'm also part of the history committee. This is April. April? Brenda's daughter. And I'm going to ask a question just to kind of help guide the story along a little bit. Kind of my question to you is, what is your, I guess, most favorite or most memorable time in Akron, either as a child or as an adult?
You know how old I am now?
Well, either way, you choose the moment. The one that you
that
is,
has
never left your mind.
Let them know how old you are.
I'm 89. And, and I have to remember during all those years, which was the best time?
Just say a time.
Well, something that is still with you. Something that hasn't left your mind.
Had never left my mind? You really want to know? Reggie.
See,
Michael, Adrian, Gloria, all those other little children running around.
And so what I gather is the most important thing is family is never going to leave us. And that's what's most important.
My mother, Mamie's legacy.
That's it.
Mamie is the one that made all of this happen.
That's it.
She brought everything together. She kept every one of her, at one time or another, all of her brothers or sisters stayed with us, or we stayed with them. They were all real, real close and looked out for each other, just kept everything going. If anything was about to fall apart, the family would lift it back and put it together, and we would all go on from there.
Especially
your grandfather.
When you guys lived in the projects, is that when you guys started really just helping each other?
They always help.
They did it even before then.
They all helped each other always.
Was that something that was?
But they had. There's another time that they all got together. I mean, and they had big businesses, and I call them big businesses because they made money. But anyway, that's another story.
That's okay. Go ahead with that.
That's a long story too.
Oh, okay.
Was the family?
That is a whole story by itself about the businesses and everything.
Yeah, that's
they
interesting.
They were really good business people.
Aunt Lois, was that family togetherness something that was common for that era? Was that something that a lot of
people
families
did? I don't think so. Our family was close to a lot of other families. Mm-hmm. You know, they would just bring families in and they would all kind of just mesh together and learn how to help each other. You know, they would help families to help their own families. Mm-hmm. They were church people. When there were no churches, they made the church. They were the church. They just did what God wanted them to do, regardless of what was going on. They just did the right thing. Always did the right thing.
What else? What other story you got?
I have to tell another story?
You don't have to. Anybody else have any other? Well, tell about how we were such a praying family, and just about, I know I was hoping Gwen was going to be on here because she even added to it, you know, with Mama Alice and Elder Heath and how they prayed.
Oh, that's my grandfather.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's another story.
Tell what his name is so they won't get him mixed up.
Evan Heath.
Elder Heath.
He was a preacher he built his own altar in his living room. He had his own altar. He would pray every day. He would be there, and he looked like he might have been a man of God that walked up and down the desert or someplace. He just looked like that kind of a person. He was, and when Reggie got sick. He almost died. They don't know why he didn't die. We know why he didn't die, because my grandfather would go to the hospital every day and pray for him. His appendix ruptured, and they said he was poisoned throughout his whole body. They didn't expect him to live. But my grandfather would walk from our house to the children's hospital every single day and pray for him. And, you see where he is today. You see how big and tall and strong he is and rich as today.
I don't know about that.
Wonderful young man. But my grandfather would pray for people. Elsie Belma.
Yes.
They loved him. They would walk up there to the house for him to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And he just... Whew, he was really, really, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. He just, that prayer would always, it would work too.
And Gwen told me, and I thought she was going to talk about it during the reunion. She says how her mother, she remembers as a child, how her mother would send her to Elder Heath instead of going, you know, to the doctor, the hospital, send for him to pray over that oil. And she said she would bring him back. And her mother would pray over him. You remember that, Pam?
Yeah, and I also remember I used to take olive oil up to Elder Heath's house for Aunt Bessa Lee. And he would pray over that oil, and I'd have to go back and get it. Oh, I remember Elder Heath real good going in the house. I remember they stayed on the corner right there, didn't they, Lois?
Right.
Was that corner red shingle?
Right.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I remember Elder Heath real
good. Up the street from the church.
The street from the church, sure did.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. When they moved from our house, they had moved into the house up on Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Campbell and Douglas.
And Douglas, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was Campbell and Douglas.
Remember, he had his own altar in the middle of the living room.
You walked in, you shared that.
Mm-hmm. He would pray. He'd be praying there all the time.
He was a praying man. But I thought it was, it wasn't, it was Campbell. I don't know why I thought it was Howe and Douglas, but it was Campbell, huh?
Campbell and Douglas.
Was it, right across from the church?
No, it was on the corner. The church was on the corner of...
No, it was on Howe Street. Elder Heath's house.
Yeah, it was Howe. It was the next corner.
It was, yeah, it was the next corner.
Yeah, yep. You're right.
Howe and Douglas, yep. Uh-huh.
Right.
Sure was. Yep. Yep. Oh, I remember Elder. I remember Elder Heath. But you know, that's something, because when you said that, the Lord had told me years ago about making him an altar. And I would make an altar in my TV room, and that be my prayer spot. I mean, mm-hmm. that's where I would go and just pray.
Don't you start.
I'm not kidding, but Lois, I just testified about how when I was younger, I used to go pray with you guys.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't Mamie, ain't Sal, ain't Ada, Mama, ain't Aggie. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to be youngest when I used to go praying with you guys. I remember, sure did. And I told praying people, and I told my son, that's why I don't get up from the altar quick. I said, because we learned to pray through, didn't we?
We prayed through.
We did.
Right.
Just good memories. Just good memories.
And it always worked, didn't it?
Always. Always. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Just good.
And then Mother started to pray. We had prayer, somebody having a prayer meeting of something all the time. Something was always going on.
Yeah, but thank God for the praise meeting. Ooh, we.
Yeah, but Sister Johnson, too, remember? She was a part of it, too.
Sure was. Yes, she was. Amen. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a good time.
That was them praying folk.
Praying people.
Okay. Yeah, y'all have to tell the story more so they can record it.
No, it's okay. I'm recording it. We can. But I do have a question, since we're coming up on, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Can you think of or just share what the holidays were like as far back as you can remember? Like, did they all get together? Was it just
together? Oh, yeah. We would have our holidays would be everybody would be together. I mean, regardless of who's, it was everybody's house and everybody's Thanksgiving. You could go anywhere and get food. It was just the way it was, that everybody just did everything for everybody else. And we didn't mind doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, just.
Show
Brenda, what do you remember from that?
Oh, Brenda. I don't want to start on Brenda. That was my little girl.
No, but I mean, like, for the Christmas. I know. I remember some, and I was younger, but she's older than I am. What do you remember, Brenda?
I'm not much older than you, Adrian, but I remember the Christmas breakfasts that I remember was the ones that started at Uncle George's house in Ann Arbor, because every year he would buy that Indian fruit. He would have like oranges and apples and grapefruit and pears, I think, that he would give to us when we would leave or so. So those are the ones that I remember first. And then I guess they started going to the church, but I remember.
Were they on Rose Avenue?
No, I think they were on Peerless.
Oh, well, that was later, because Rose Avenue was first.
Yeah, I remember Rhodes.
I don't remember Rhodes Avenue, though.
That was the first place.
With the wheel in the front yard, Uncle. You don't remember Uncle George?
Yeah,
and the wheel.
I was too young.
Yes, Pam, you tell it.
Yeah, well, I just remember Uncle George's house. I don't remember the Christmases really, but I just remember Uncle George's house. When it was like a maroon or whatever house, but it had that wheel in the front. on Rose Avenue down the street was
the store.
Was it the store?
The grocery store was on the corner.
Oh yeah, well, V&M or Provision Sparkles.
You remember the store was on the store that was on the corner?
Of where? The church?
No, on Rose Avenue.
It was a corner of Rose Avenue.
Yeah, up the street from Uncle George's house. The store was right there on the corner.
I remember V&M. I thought I remember the gas station. I remember the barbershop, the Zanzibar.
That was across the street.
It wasn't Sparkle Market.
No, that was on Rose. I mean, Wooster Avenue.
Yeah, that was on Wooster. No, I don't remember the store.
Yeah, that was the store. The guys, they all played baseball with Uncle Fred and Lorenzo. Them, Lorenzo and his brothers, they were Italians. But they were in love with Uncle Fred, and they had their own baseball team, and they would be on the corner playing. Oh, ooh, it was just, anyway.
Oh, wow.
A lot of stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. The Vincents controlled that part of the.
Yeah, because you had Uncle Jerome. Had going and, on. Yeah. And who was that what in that store to them? Lawrence, who was that? Was that a... Live next door to Uncle Jerome and Hazel and Ain't and Brother White. Who was that on? Was it Scatman? What was his name? Toby?
No, he was up the street.
He lived up the street?
He was up the street past the beer joint. Remember the beer joint on the corner and he lived past that? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
But you don't remember the Christmas breakfasts?
No.
No. That happened. I don't remember that a lot. I mean, I remember when I got older, but not, I don't know.
I remember some Christmas, breakfasts.
It was my mother, and when she had the kids, they would go. And now, most of it was after Will was born. Well, seemed like to me it was after Will was born that she really started taking all the kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember just getting up on Christmas and we really didn't get to play with toys. I just remember we had to go to our family breakfast first and, we would meet with the big family and eat. Mm-hmm. Then we would go back home and play with our toys. You remember, Reggie?
And some of it was at Uncle Fred's house too. Remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say. Some of the breakfasts were at Uncle Fred's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brenda should remember that.
Didn't they go to different places?
No, it was a couple places, just Uncle Fred's and Uncle George's.
And then the church.
And because it got too big.
It was too big for anybody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody was asking what color was Mama's eyes.
Huh?
Somebody asked that in the chat. Yeah.
Mama's eyes was the color every other.
Mama Alice. My mom asked that in the chat, but Mama. She had to go because Kayla isn't feeling well.
Her eyes were like our eyes. They weren't different.
Mama she Alice. Didn't look,
she looked white, but she looked
white.
Mama yes, she, was.
She looked.
Because Latif's little girl
had she looked one way, but her eyes were like ours. She didn't have a different color.
So my mom was asking because one of my brothers, so my mom's granddaughter has gray eyes, and mm-hmm. they were saying it's from our side of the family, my mom's side of the family. That's why she was asking what color eyes Mama Alice had.
Oh, I think they were kind of natural. I can't. They didn't look different. To me, they different.
They were just a regular brown.
She looked white, but her eyes were white.
Mm-hmm. She definitely looked white.
She looked white. I remember she used to sit on the end of the aisle, Lois, at Old Friendship, and Janelle said how we would go past her, and she'll say, "Which child?" She would ask,
"Which child are you?
Whose child are you? Whose child are you? Yep. We used to go by. She just
was going to keep up with her grandchildren.
Yep, with her grandchildren. She did.
Was her father? Was either her father or mother white?
Wasn't her dad white?
Well, we can't really. No, as far as we know, they weren't. They were black.
I didn't
get into that discussion because I never knew. You never knew about that time of the growing up. You know what I mean? You didn't know what was going on, really. So I always thought her father probably was white.
You know what, Lois? I remember.
I never said anything to her.
Well, she looked white, though. She did. But Jerry told me that, I guess, when they, you know, lived in Georgia, that how she had to, when she went to town, she had to make sure she had one or two of her children with her.
Right.
They didn't think she was white.
Right.
That's what Jerry told me.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a beautiful woman too.
Yeah. Well, you guys look like y'all got the eyes and stuff like Mama Alice.
So I'm sorry, explain to me.
Her eyes.
Why does she need to take the kids with her?
Because she looked white and
white and black together, Mark?
No, I'm saying, but why? No, I didn't know why she.
Because if you. What do you think would happen?
Was she with Papa? Is that
what she wouldn't be with. If she was with her kids, I mean, she would take her kids, not Papa.
Well, because you said white and black. That's what I was thinking. That's what you
meant. I don't know. Papa probably never did go nowhere with Mama.
So she went so people would know she was black.
Take her kids.
Yeah,
I didn't know if the town
Martin's
was...
Martin's asking, what was that for?
Yeah, was the town...
protection.
Was the...
Probably a guard, protection,
Yes, I didn't know if the town was predominantly black. Was it a predominantly white town that they lived in? I didn't... So I was wondering...
predominantly... Little over slavery, I think. Although somebody told me they were never in... Who told me that? Uncle Jerome, I think, said they were never in slavery, involved in slavery, that... our grandfathers were never involved in slavery. You know what I mean? They were, their grandpa Joe was a kind of a, he had his own business and everything. So I had no idea, you know what I mean, about some of it. I don't know. They didn't treat their women very well, though, those men did. It didn't sound like they treated them very well to me.
Oh my!
You know what I mean? They had to get out there. Mama was out picking cotton.
Man,
can you believe she was still picking cotton? Had kids and everything, still out there picking cotton. Just never know. Never know how blessed you are with what you started with.
Right. Right. Yep, that's for sure. Lois, what church was that Mama Alice came out of? Was it House of something? Mama said it was Mama Alice came out of House of, because Danny Wilson's their mom went to that. It wasn't House of Israel, House of something, some church she came out of. That's what Mama told me.
Oh, she probably would know too. Your cousins down in Estelle.
Essie May? Ain't Essie May?
Essie May. They would. Is any of those, are they living? Any of them living?
Oh, yeah. Well, Ophelia is. She lives in North Carolina.
Yeah, but they were all down there in Georgia.
They were
in Georgia.
Right, because we talked about that before you got on, Pam. Because Ophelia put something on the page saying meet her in Fort Valley. And Brenda was going to call to find out. But she doesn't live there anymore, huh? She's in North Carolina?
Yeah, she is. She's in North Carolina.
She lived in Akron for a long time.
Yeah, she did.
Remember when she had her own station? home radio station. She would preach on Sunday.
You're right. She sure did. Ooh, you got good.
And her mother. I was trying to think of her mother's name. Esther. What was it?
Essie Mae. Essie Mae. But Mama said, I said, Mama, she looked like Aunt Sal. Mama said she looked just like Papa's son. That's what right. Mama said. But she looked to me. She looked like Aunt Sal. I said,
she looked more like Papa though.
But that's what Mama said. Mama said she looked like. That's what she said. She liked Papa.
And what now? What relationship is she?
Uncle Buddy's daughter.
That's my grandfather's. Yeah, daughter.
Uncle Buddy's daughter.
Uh huh. I think it was Aunt Minnie first, then her. Wasn't it? Or
was she older than Minnie? Yeah, I think she was older than Minnie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, Aunt Minnie looked just like Granddaddy. To me, she looked just like, a Vincent. Aunt Minnie looked just, Aunt Minnie.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Minnie was beautiful.
Yeah,
pretty.
She was pretty.
Your granddaddy was good looking. He was good looking.
He was a good looking man. Tell him because they don't know much about my grandfather. Lois, people be talking about now who, but they don't know much about him. I think he was 60 something when he passed. But
Uncle Buddy was quiet. He was Mama's pet. Oh, he loved his mama, and Mama was with him when he died.
Yeah.
At the hospital. I remember that because he had to take care of me and they had to take me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how little nosy kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But your dad, your mama, Mama Alice really loved your granddaddy,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mom said he was the best looking.
Granddaddy was good looking, and he was so nice.
Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred was good looking.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uncle Jerome was good looking.
That's right.
They were all good looking.
Mm-hmm. Good looking, and pretty.
Yeah, Uncle Doc, Uncle Jerome, all of them.
Oh yeah. Now Uncle Doc was real nice. I thought Uncle Doc was so nice because I used to go over there a lot.
Uncle Doc was the nicest and quiet.
Who was Uncle Doc?
Them women ruled them men.
Oh yeah, my mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aunt Irma ruled Uncle George. Uncle George would be quiet when Aunt Irma was around.
Oh, for real?
I ain't never seen that.
What?
Uncle George be quiet?
Because Aunt Irma wasn't there, man. Oh, okay. But when she was there, she was so sweet and quiet. And
Aunt Irma was real sweet. She was.
Beautiful.
Lois, Mama said that Rufus, Uncle George's son, was that his name, Rufus or something? His daughter.
Buford.
Mama said he was good looking. Mama said, now, Buford was good looking.
Yeah, he looked like the Vincents.
He did.
He looked like Uncle George. Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a little shorter, a little darker.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody. You never met him.
Buford
was from New York.
New York. His daughter came here. Remember Maria? His daughter Maria came here. Looks like Michelle Vincent. Everybody thought
I wish Jerry was on, but no, I never knew her.
Yeah.
We'll tell Jerry next time.
Jerry needs to be on. She got a lot of history.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Some of it, I'll be fussing because I don't agree with it. But that's the only thing. We don't all agree because we don't all really know what's going on or what went on. Mm-hmm. We don't really know.
That's what you do.
Just
to your knowledge. Yeah, that's what you do. What you can remember.
Mm-hmm.